TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Real talk.
It'd be hard to watch a cat when the van keep dropping. Got to be a put on my suit, my pants keep falling. It'd be hard to understand when come a jaw key lock.
And I ain't even trying to talk cause my jaw keep locking. She ain't trying to be a freak but them bands keep popping. Still caught up in the streets and the fence still knocking. It'd be hard to understand me, my jaw keep locking.
It'd be hard to understand when come a jaw key lock.
Bite down.
It'd be hard to understand when come a jaw key lock.
Bite down.
It be hard to understand when come a jaw key lock.
Slept on a bump for 20 months for selling jacks to jump. Getting the trunk of the dunk, I'm in, caught playing dunk. Truck loads and truck stops, bowl loaded, bowl rock. This the home of Coca-Cola, we call it the trail spot. I'm trying to stay free, I ain't f***ing with blow pops. I keep running lights, I feel the fish, not patrol cars. I had to shower in my boots, I had to sleep in my shoes. I had a snitch in the trunk like he raped a roof. My ex chick drove a Acura, my plug drove a Maxima. Took the gold off my teeth and put the gold in my eczema. Blow white like my Audemars, Lamar got the super giant. Her jaws keep locking cause she only superstar.
It be hard to watch the cat when the van keep dropping. Got to be a put on my suit, my pants keep falling. It be hard to understand when come a jaw key lock.
And I ain't even trying to talk cause my jaw keep locking. She ain't trying to be a freak but them bands keep popping. Still caught up in the streets and the feds still knocking. It be hard to understand me, my jaw keep locking.
It be hard to understand when come a jaw key lock.
Bite down. Bite down.
It be hard to understand when come a jaw key lock.
Bite down.
It be hard to understand when come a jaw key lock. Flying in the Cutlass and you know I painted cannons. Then I pulled up in a bucket but I used to want a Hemming. And I'm pouring up the rim, then I'm sipping on Remy. I ain't f***ing with that white, I'm throwing all in it.
Pull up to the back, black deck, chief rocking in the feds. Keep lurking cause the boys keep talking rich hot. Ran up on the plug about 40 times. 40, be strapped with a 49ers. Bite down, con hunt. Got two twins doing 69. Jump off to the moolah and you know that. 50 chains on, diamonds flashing like Kodak.
I remember toting, now I got it. Coulda been had a baby kid, but I wasn't ready. Shawty said she like malaria pad. Thought I went to Cali. Nah, baby, I don't want the wall, I just want the fed. It be hard to watch the cat when the van keep dropping. Got to be a put on my suit, my pants keep falling. It be hard to understand when come a jaw key lock.
And I ain't even trying to talk, cause my jaw keep locking. She ain't trying to be a freak, but them bands keep popping. Still caught up in the streets and the feds still knocking. It be hard to understand me, my jaw keep locking.
It be hard to understand when come a jaw key lock.
Bite down.
It be hard to understand when come a jaw key lock.
Bite down.
It be hard to understand when come a jaw key lock.
French Montana, lockjaw is what they call it. We call it the social lab. Hey, thanks for joining us. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Got the whole crew up in here. I'm coming to you live out of Mansfield, Ohio. Where is Mansfield? In the middle of nowhere. But it is in Ohio with the good people out here in where am I? Is this like the mid what is this? Middle America, I think. Smack dab in the middle of America. How about that? Mm-hmm. And coming to you from the other side of the ATL, give it up. Hot chocolate. What up, Mom?
What's going on, y'all? And I am actually my alter ego tonight. I'm Reginae because I have, we all that know me well know when I'm on vacations, I do drastic things with my hair. So I've decided to go with the long hair, don't care crew for Miami this weekend. So, yes, my alter ego, Reginae.
As long as you didn't shave it bald. As long as you didn't shave it bald.
I was one step from bald.
That's what I'm on
one
my way to.
One step from bald. Wow.
I had a brush guard.
Let's go ahead and welcome her. She's already Madam CeeLo Boston.
There you go. Yeah, that's all.
Welcome her.
She needs no introduction.
Madam CeeLo Boston.
Good afternoon. It's morning time.
So, yes. Long hair, she's don't gracious, care. What you got? What you got, Poppy? How would you describe it?
It's time for a haircut, and it's going very, very low this time. Yeah, close to a season. Yeah.
I mean, yeah. It's only hair. Yeah. It's only hair.
Only hair. And it can grow back. And if it doesn't, who cares? I'm 40, and I don't give a ish. See how that works?
Yep. You can go buy you some like I did.
So long hair, don't care, and then you got Becky with the short hair. Okay, we got the whole crew.
Yep.
There you go.
Yep. We here.
906 out here in the east, 606 out there in the west. Hey, 30 common fears holding people back from their success. This is part one. Because listen, this is a 30-minute show, and if there's 30 common fears, guess how many you getting tonight?
Okay.
You're just getting 10 tonight. You'll have to come back next Monday to get the other 20, and then you got to come back the following. It's a trilogy, folks. It's a trilogy. Listen, 30
but
common fears holding people back from their success. Part one tonight. Join us over the next couple of weeks to get all 30. How about that?
Yeah.
Because we don't have a whole lot of time, and we're trying to squeeze in 10 common fears tonight. Fear number 10. Fear number 10 tonight, which is really, let's say fear number 30, but three parts. Walk with me, so you're getting 10 tonight. Here's fear number 30. The fear of responsibility. This is truly a fear, folks. To be fair, the fear of responsibility is much like the fear of independence. I mean, you know, some people are scared to be independent, you know, but we need to make up the numbers. No, I'm just playing. Listen, the fear of responsibility is stopping you from stepping outside of your comfort zone. Comfort zone is the key word here. We're talking about fear number 30, but tonight it's going to be fear number 10 for you. The fear of responsibility, the fear of stepping outside of your comfort zone, and if you're not outside of it, guess what? You're not growing, people. The only way to grow is to step outside of your comfort zone. It takes time to take on the responsibility that'll really help you to become a productive citizen. But we all had to assume a certain level of responsibility before we really became an adult. It does become part of adulthood. You're not an adult until you become responsible, which is fear number 30 tonight, fear of responsibility. But it's your number 10, fear number 9, which is really fear number 29. So I'll just stick with the small numbers. Fear number 9 tonight, the fear of being uncomfortable. How about that? When you're uncomfortable, that's when you know you're growing. Most people really hate that feeling of discomfort. But the bottom line is, discomfort comes with the territory. What'd you say, Boston?
I've been growing for 7 years.
Hey, but you've been growing, though. You have, in fact, been growing. Except people don't like to feel uncomfortable. They want everything to be nice and easygoing and don't have to worry. Mm-hmm. But listen, that's some bull. That's not realistic. Everything is
probably
not nice.
Not.
Everything is not easygoing. And nine times out of ten, if you're not worried about anything, you're a lazy mofo. Because most busy people, most working people, got to worry about stuff. You see, if you get used to comfort, when changes come, you won't know what to do. You'll just shut down.
Yeah, you can get
growth
rattled.
Means
yeah.
success. And growth only happens when you put yourself into uncomfortable situations. We're talking about fear number nine tonight, the fear of being uncomfortable. Have either one of you ever experienced that?
Yes.
Right there.
Yes. Very recently.
Recently?
No, recently my discomfort came from the fear of the unknown with the transition that I was making from Florida to Georgia. Thrown into the discomfort, you know, with the death of my mother and having to take on all the responsibility, not only for our family as a whole, you know, herself, myself, and my sons, although, you know, they were kind of grown and getting out of the nest at that point. It was still a very, very big transition and change for me. So that was uncomfortable, number one. Bereavement, further discomfort, and then not really knowing what's going to take place here, adding to that.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, out of everything that you just said, what I got out of what you said was really the unknown. Most people are like flat out afraid of the unknown because most of us are control freaks and we like to map everything out. And when our finger is off the pulse, we don't really know what to do. That's very uncomfortable for a lot of people, the unknown. But again, you're really not growing if you're not feeling some sense of discomfort.
That's very true.
Most comfortable people, unfortunately, are miserable people because there's really no success in comfort. You're not fulfilled when you're comfortable. And that's the one thing I am never. I'm never comfortable. People are like, why do you move around so much? Well, guess what? I can rest when I'm dead. But so until then, let me live. Fear number eight tonight, it's the fear of discipline. Are you disciplined or do you hate being uncomfortable, right? I mean, listen, most individuals will hate putting themselves into uncomfortable situations, training every day, eating strictly, working productively. You know, those are like disciplines. If that's you, then you're not disciplined yourself. You won't get that far. You know, I mean, listen, you got to train if you want to lose weight. People don't lose weight by eating that Burger King every day. You know, I mean, hot chocolate is she has joined Team 515. She on this Herbalife. Yo, how is it working for you right now? Because it takes a certain level of discipline to get Herbalife popping in your life.
It takes a very strong level of discipline, one to which I am having difficulty finding. I went to the doctor Thursday, and somehow, I'm still oblivious to how this happened, I put on weight since the last time I was at the doctor in April, which I had already realized, but it also told me that I hadn't lost the amount of weight that I would have wanted to lose because, if that's the case, I was bottoming out at zero movement. So I'm trying to rethink and revamp everything that I have to do. Number one is definitely finding the discipline to work out every day for at least an hour. I have to. I mean, I'm not even the example of the person that can't lose weight because they go and eat at Burger King or McDonald's every day. I eat fairly well. I don't do fast food. If it is, it's in some variation of a healthy alternative, you know, salad, wrap, lighter bread, you know.
Yeah, but
trying
that
to
exercise,
cut down carbs,
that exercise piece is necessary.
For me, it's key.
We talked
it's
about
very,
that.
It's key. It's key. If I don't work out, I'm not going to lose any weight at all.
But then at the same time, you know, if you're working out and you're building muscle, you can't really pay attention to the
numerical.
She's
not working out. She's
you
know, not. She's
I'm
not,
not working
out.
No,
no, no.
I'm,
but I'm saying, but for the people who are.
I'm not even gonna lie.
Some people don't know that, you know, muscle weighs more than fat. That
and that's true, too.
A muscular person at 185 pounds versus a chubby person like me at 185. So, you know what I mean? Like, there's a damn difference. And some people, but they don't know that there
my
is
difference.
A difference. So I get what you're saying. Yeah, I won't.
Yeah,
trying
unfortunately,
to
that's not my issue.
Right.
Yeah.
We're going to have to work on it. We're going to have to powwow. We're going to powwow.
Mm-hmm.
We're
going to have to do something.
That is, 'cause I'm going to tell you that ballerina Tito.
Ballerina? Chubbs, you ain't putting on no ballerina suit. It's not. It's
that's
not
ballerina
it's not
clothes.
We'll be right back with your
tea.
Next spear.
It's drinking
tea.
Get out of here, Chubbs.
Get no shit, we don't get no shit. Go fill my cup, yeah. Go fill my cup, yeah. You heard that song, baby. I'm cool with the convicts. The cooler of my acre. You got a bunch.
Her nose bleed, my clean like chlorine. Got a white girl, she barefoot in my old school. My flow's clean, Maybach, that's two-tone. Phone tap, got a few phones. Headphones on my futon. Gangsta on my Groupon. I don't bop, I do the bunny dance. Now I call it that Robert Kraft. Your whole clique look dead broke. My young said,
Roger that.
All my dogs got fox first. Teacher said I was a big dummy. Rich better come suck my these diamonds on me, call big money. Waiting you to come jump my fence. I paid the bitch off for brick money. Day counting my body count. I whacking on Easter Sunday. Smoke a blunt in my eat some. Tell the truth, my mind gone. Piaget caught one ticket. You could never be in my time zone.
Grind up. I never threw the towel and even the saunas. D had on me, just to remind you. I knew I was rich on before I had commas. Back when I used to pull up in the Honda, police was behind us. I would still wake up like I'm in the Bahamas. Like I'm in the Bahamas. Kind of boy, I kind of shit up faster than any Honda. Threw a party with Future, that's Futurama. Got a future baby mama looking like a young Madonna mixing with Rihanna. Boy, I couldn't tell you where to find her, but I treat her like I'm finer. Man, y'all f*** the gamer. Boy, I gotta reset it. I was born in 88, but I've been ready since 87. No one let it. Counting up Aretha Franklin's, you gotta respect it. What the f*** these niggas want from me? Nigga, she called me cause she want some company. I'm a focus on my company. If they want me, tell them they gon' have to come and hunt for me. Boy, I'm a beast. Head over fireplace. I'm a product of my environment. I'm a bringer home, yeah. I'm an empire. It's my empire, biggest empire. Running through the city on some young Caesar. Know I made a couple flips on some pizza. Yeah, just know I'm living single on some young Khadijah. And I'm checking for the commas on some English teachers. Little bitch.
Get no shit. We don't get no yeah, go fill my cup, yeah. Go fill my cup, yeah. Get no shit, we don't get no yeah. Go fill my cup, yeah. Go fill my cup, yeah.
100,000 to 100,000, 100,000 to 100,000, 300,000 by 100,000. A million dollars have money, shout.
9:19 p.m. A little bit of that Future Hendrix. He gonna f up some commas, like. Some people going to do this weekend in Miami. But yeah, that's going to be another story for next week. It is the Social Lab, TM Han, yep. Radio Live, your hot chocolate, TM Han and the General joining us, as well as Madam Austin. And we are going through our
whoa.
List of 30. Now, let me get it right because I'm about to.
There's just seven left. Just seven tonight.
What happened?
And as a matter of fact, let's just get right into it. Fear number 7, which is really 27. It's the fear of travel.
Very common fears.
Clearly, I do not have a fear of traveling, but many people
you don't
do.
Have a choice.
Those who explore the world see things that the rest don't. You know, I mean, some people are scared to get on planes, trains, you know, anything other than a car.
Or
and I say, listen,
right.
get out and do something. If you fear travel, you're missing out on a lot. Like, seriously. I mean, travel can provide lessons, stories, and experiences that propel people to success in the most wonderful ways. Listen, book that flight. I don't care where it's taking you to. Go somewhere
mm-hmm.
crazy, or
just go to
a relative's house. Just go. I mean, you can normally tell how mentally strong someone is by the places that they've traveled to. Now, you know, I'm not as exotic as others. Now, you know, for those of you who exotic is place like, you know, Samantha has traveled to, I mean, Dubai. She's gone to Italy by herself. I mean, she has done, I mean, she went to Paris way before, took me to Paris, and then I took her back to Paris. I mean, you know, she's asked me several times about going to Cuba. I'm just not that damn interested in Cuba. You feel me? She's adventurous like that. I'll let her know that you'd like to go with her.
Yeah, I have a friend that's going
to
Cuba.
Well, one thing about it, she's a
weekend.
Fast walker, so she'll leave your ass if you're handicapped.
It's okay.
Oh, my gosh.
As long as we can meet up at certain places at certain times, I'm all right.
Now that's funny. And
we're
not
here
to tell
traveling.
You.
Listen, get up, get out, and do something. Go ahead.
What's your question first?
Well, my question was going to be, I did like to travel, but now it's like, how can you travel for what's the cheapest way to travel to multiple cities? Does anyone know?
I'm not sure there is a cheapest way outside of driving, right? And you can move at
mm-hmm.
your own pace. But I can tell
mm-hmm.
you that as it relates to flights, I mean, flying is not as expensive as people think. You have to know when to purchase. Like, believe
right.
it or not,
mm-hmm.
I mean, for some reason, I have found a lot of luck. Well, if you be quiet, I've found a lot
mm-hmm.
of luck on Tuesdays. On Tuesdays, specifically purchasing flights, Tuesdays. And then, I mean, recently I found out that if you wait until the last minute, you might be able to get a cheaper flight than you would normally think because the airlines are really not into losing money. You just have to find the right times to fly. So if you fly like a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, like off days, I mean, you could typically get a pretty decent flight. But try cheap tickets, Priceline. You know, places like
mm-hmm.
that, not Delta and Southwest directly, but go to those off sites, the warehouse sites, if you will, and go somewhere. How about that? Does that
yep.
answer your question?
Yeah.
And we're not here
okay.
to tell you that in your travels you may not encounter some turbulence, you may not encounter some people with, you know, bad flight etiquette. These days, you may even run into a fight or two, fisticuffs on the plane. But don't let any of that.
Yeah, I hear
you.
Some interesting things that happen in the air, and I've also seen some interesting things. But let's get through the rest of these really, really quick. 30 common fears that hold people back. Fear number 6, the fear of being wrong. Much like the fear of embarrassment, the fear of being wrong also holds people back from asking questions and speaking out. Being confident and from helping others. I mean, who cares if you get it wrong, right? I mean, my mom always told me there was no dumb question. If you have a question,
right.
ask it. There are a lot of people
mm-hmm.
sitting in the room
mm-hmm.
with a question,
mm-hmm.
but because they have a fear of being wrong or a fear of embarrassment, they won't ask their questions. That's not me.
Right.
Do not allow a fear of being wrong to hold you back. Number 5, the fear of embarrassment. Remember when you said that I struggled with making mistakes, Or do you remember when you called me out in front of all those people? Or do you remember when? Or do you? No, we don't remember. You're the only one that remembers. And what you have to remember, people, is that's how it works. You're focused on this thing. You focused on this thing. Do you remember? Nobody remembers. Nobody even cares. The fear of embarrassment is a psychological thing. You got it all in your mind. You're worried about it. Nobody else gives a damn. Let go of the fear of embarrassment. Put yourself out there. We don't want to be embarrassed, you know, by things. So we just have to embrace them at the end of the day. Listen, embrace it. Embrace it. If you got a gap between your teeth and you don't like to speak because you don't like people to joke your gap, you'd be the first to joke your gap. Call your gap out first. That way there's nothing for nobody else to call out. You feel me? Learn to laugh at yourself a little bit. And don't let people stop you from being the best person you can possibly be. We're talking about fears tonight that hold us back. Number 24, because this is part one. Check out part two next week. The fear of pain, emotional and physical. Pain, folks. Fear of pain gets in a lot of people's way. It gets in the way of people working out. It gets in the way of people falling in love and people grinding hard to achieve their goal or their aspirations. I mean, listen. Much like many other things, pain is unavoidable. If you wish to accomplish great things in your life, suck it up and walk it out. How about that?
Pretty much.
Suck it up and walk it out. We're talking about 30 common fears that hold people back. Number 3, the fear of saying N-O. The fear of saying no. Let me tell y'all something. I used to be someone that told people yes to everything. But you know what I've become? I've become the no man. I say no to every damn thing. Listen, do you know someone that just can't say no to people? We all know them people.
Yes.
They say yes to everything. Listen, maybe you think it's a good thing. Because you're always trying to please people. What this really means is that you're putting everybody before you put yourself. And you're probably using your time to do things you don't necessarily want to do. Putting others before yourself isn't necessarily a bad thing as long as you know what you're doing and you want to do it.
Right.
Don't feel obligated to make people feel good or please people. Listen, don't have a problem saying no. And if you want to really kick it up a notch, why don't you say hell no? It'll make you feel good. Go ahead, boss.
He's trying to help somebody tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay. You know what? And it's funny that you said that. And the word that goes along with that is boundaries. Boundaries must be set. And I don't care how long you've known someone, whether it's your mother, father, brother, sister, boundaries must be set. And in order for you to be able to say no and them understand without any pushback, you know. Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
Boundaries.
I mean, most people fear saying no because of this next one. We've got to squeeze in here real quick. The fear of rejection. The fear of rejection. If you're a guy.
Yeah.
You know, reading this in particular, you know, reading into this, I mean, listen. Then you all, listen, definitely have experience. The opposite sex will make you want to say yes, yes, yes. Rejection is another natural part of life, and it is nothing personal. It is okay to be rejected. Don't fear it. 21, the fear of approaching others. It's like the art of conversation. Being afraid of approaching people is a big problem. Your ideal partner is waiting for you. Get out there. Start talking to people. You know what I'm saying? Don't be afraid of not approaching people. Number 20 or number 1 tonight, the fear of conversation. Maybe you're not that great at talking to people in person or on the phone. You're scared of having those important conversations with people. Listen, if you let this fear get the best of you, you're going to be dead in the water. Hey, join us back next week for part two of the 30 most common reasons that hold people back from success. Hey, we out of here. Take us home, folks.
Whatever you do, do it well. Check y'all out on Wednesday. Thanks for listening. And I need for everyone who doesn't have one to go out, get yourself a passport application, fill it out, pay the fee, take the cute little picture, get your passport, and travel the world. Go see
them.
Get out and do something.
And do something.
Just go. And have
fun when you do it.
You
right.
And I
hey, we're sending our prayers out to Madam Boston, who's going through a little procedure tomorrow. Godspeed on that little procedure.
Yes,
until then,
we'll
talk to you.
Thank you.
Back
all right, love you all.
Good night, everybody.
Yeah, I'm